Hello, this is your host, Allie Hansen, and welcome back to the Overcome and Become podcast. Let's get motivated. Hello, beautiful people. This is your host, Allie, and welcome back to the Overcome and Become podcast. I'm so happy to be here today. I want to apologize in advance if I sound a little different. I've had a little bit of a cold, so I've been a little stuffy, so my voice might sound a little different, but that's why we're gonna get into our life recap, and I have some very exciting news. This will go live on Wednesday, but then I leave Friday for Baller Dream Foundation. This is something that happens once a year, and this is a foundation I've mentioned multiple times that I work really closely with. They are incredible. I cannot put into words Frank de Blasi, his entire Baller Dream team, and the foundation itself. Like, when I think about a foundation, Baller Dream is exactly what I would say my perfect foundation would stand for. It is amazing. So we do this dinner of dreams. It's super nice. We do kind of this whole show, I would say, where we get up there, he roasts the ballers, I roast Frank a little bit, even though he doesn't like that. And we eat some good food, and it's a really good time. A lot of awareness is raised. A lot of money is raised to help these children and young adults, and it is an incredible time. Like I said, this only happens once a year, so when it comes around, it's super exciting and just the best time. So I'm super excited for that. That's happening Friday. But then, my second favorite thing about Page, aside from Lake Powell and just the water, I love Lake Powell more than anything, is the balloon regatta. We have, I would dare say, the best balloon regatta in the entire world. It is incredible here. I love it so much. I just love hot air balloons in general because I think they're beautiful, but then just seeing them with our landscaping, like over the lake or just above all of the red rocks, and it's just a good time, and everyone at Page gets super excited about it. So many people come. There's a balloon festival, a balloon glow, and it's just such a good time. So those are two things that I'm super excited for that are both happening this weekend, and then the musical that a bunch of my friends and my best friend are performing in. This is her last one. She's a senior. I know she's going to do absolutely incredible. Her acting, her dancing, her singing, everything about it is just amazing. She's absolutely incredible. So those are some things coming up that are going to be so fun, but I want to get into this podcast. This podcast is just straight up healthy habits. That's the title of it. That's what we're going to be talking about. So I've been a health nut for a while. I would say probably maybe 2 years is when I kind of started easing into it. And then the more I get older and the more I get into it, the more research I do, the more consistent I become, and those kinds of things. And so I did all of this research a long time ago because I was like, that's it. I'm just going to be healthy. I'm going to eat really good. I'm going to exercise all the time. So I did all of this research, and I have this notebook that just has everything in it. I write everything. I write letters. I write tips. I wrote so much stuff for my podcast when I was originally going to research. And so I found this paper. It was at the very front of it. And I was like, I'm going to make a podcast on that because I think it's so fun that I wrote all of this stuff and did research on all this stuff a while ago, but I still would see how important that would be. And I did add a few things. There is quite a list as healthy eating. I feel like healthy eating is straightforward in and of itself. It's important to fuel your body with good food. That's not saying you can never have a candy bar, you can never have a cookie, you can never have ice cream. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that you need to balance your diet at least 80-20 because it's important that we're making sure we get good solid meals in, but then maybe you want a dessert after your meal. So make sure you're properly prioritizing the different things that you're fueling your body with, because I promise that what you fuel your body with now is going to have a huge impact on you 10, 20, 30, 40 years from now. Number two is eat less sugar and salt. So obviously you want to eat less sugar. Sugar is not good for you in any way. It tastes so good, but it's not the best. And then salt, a little bit of salt is good, but you don't want your sodium levels to be all over the place, so not too much salt. Eat less processed, harmful fat. So that is important. A lot of times we look at fat and we go, I don't want that in my diet, when that's not the case at all. Some fat is very, very important, but a lot of the fat that we eat is processed and very harmful to our body. So we need to minimize that kind of fat and bring in raw, real, good fat. Don't smoke, because smoking is just basically killing you. It's just turns your lungs all black and all terrible, and it's just so not good for you. And there's a lot of research done behind why it is not good for you. So if you really want to dive into that, you can. Be active in daily activity. I cannot press this enough. Daily activity is so important. It doesn't matter what time frame that is. Any daily activity is going to be so important. Yes, the longer it is, you might feel a little better. If you get it in the morning, it's going to give you that endorphin rush for the rest of the day. But if you can at least have some sort of physical activity, 10, 15 minutes up to 2 hours, it is going to be so good for you and it is going to be so beneficial. That can be something super strenuous, or that can simply be going for a walk around your block. All of it is so important and going to benefit your body in more ways than your brain can comprehend. Get your vaccines and shots. So I thought this one was kind of interesting, because this is something that if you're in the medical field, you hear a lot and that you express a lot and that you really want people to do. But if you're just kind of your Daily Joe kind of guy or kind of girl, you don't really, I feel like, hear about this very often. And when people talk about healthy habits and different things like that, I have never heard get your vaccines and shots come up. So it's important that we make sure we stay up on those, because they're very good for us. They help us. And the way I view it is vaccines and shots are only benefiting us. There is no downside to getting your flu vaccine, your COVID vaccine. That's not saying that you're not going to get flu, you're not going to get COVID. But if you were to get it, it would help you recover faster. It would help you take the illness better. And that's why it's super important. And then obviously staying up to date on all your shots, tetanus shots. I know when you're younger, like toddler and then 10 or 11, you have to get more shots. So it's just important to stay up to date on those. Drink lots of water. Water is so important. And sometimes I question why even myself, I don't drink more water, because I know how important it is. I know how much it's going to benefit me. I know how effortless it is. And a lot of times things in like health and fitness can be expensive. Like buying healthier food versus less healthy food is going to be more expensive. All these protein powders and pre-workouts and BCAAs, like all of those things cost money, but water is free. And the benefits that come from water are insane. It is so worth it to drink it. So I just want you guys to push yourself to drink water. Now, I'm not saying go crazy and drink like 3 gallons every day. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm just saying that the importance behind water is very high. It is very, very high, and it is going to do wonders for your body. Take your antibiotics if prescribed. Once again, going back to kind of medical field, vaccines, shots, if you get sick and you're prescribed an antibiotic or a prescription, take it. It is going to help you. It's going to get rid of your illness. It's going to get rid of your infection. Anything you need, it's going to be gone. And it's really important. You might be like, okay, what's going on here? I come from the daughter of a nurse. I am the daughter of a nurse, okay? And she always says that even if you start feeling better, you should always finish your antibiotics, because your body's gonna grow immune to it and then they're not gonna work how they're supposed to. So even if you had strep throat and you were given an antibiotic for strep throat, you started feeling better before you were done with it, so you just stopped taking it, don't do that. Just finish it off and it's going to be so much better. Wash your hands. This is so important, because washing your hands controls a lot of bacteria. We spread so much bacteria and so many germs, way more than we think we do. And by simply washing your hands after you go to the bathroom, maybe after you play with an animal, before and after you make food, all of those things, after you come home from school or work, it is so important to do that, because it's going to cause less like viruses. You know, if you get a little cold like I have, or just different things like that, it's really important to wash your hands. Once again, another very effortless task. Create routines. Now we're getting into some of the ones that I personally added. Creating routines is so important. This is something that I've done more research on lately, and something that I've realized more lately. I'm talking morning routines, I'm talking night routines, work routines. Yes, things can be switched up here and there, but if you have a routine, you know what you need to get done, and you're gonna get it done. And that is the important behind routines. And then you can add things in, take things out, adjust them as time comes and goes. But really, you should have that foundation of your routine. And then every day looks different, but you know that the things that you want to get in your day are going to get in. Write in a journal. This is so important for your mental health. And it is really, really interesting writing in a journal. I love looking back on things that I wrote a long time ago, or I feel like I go through a really busy lifestyle and things just change so much. It's like up, down, up, down, up, down. If you were to put my life on a graph, there would not be one point where it's just flat. It would just be all over the place. And so with journaling, that's kind of my graph of like realizing how crazy my life is and my highs and my lows. And also when you write stuff down, it gets it out of your brain. And it's almost like if you had a secret, but you couldn't tell anyone, but you really wanted to tell someone, just write it in your journal and it's going to do wonders. I promise. Another thing you can do in journaling is gratitude and manifestations. So gratitude is obviously very important. We've talked a lot about it before, but it switches a switch in your brain to put you in the right headspace for the day. And then if you're a manifestation kind of person, which I think when people manifest things, it's really cool. So that's basically just saying, I'm going to do this today. I'm going to do this well, whatever. So you can also do that. And it can once again be very good for your mental health. Make your bed. Making your bed is so important. I see drastic differences in my day. If I don't make my bed, my day just feels ruined. It feels like I get absolutely nothing done. And then I come home to it. If it's lunchtime and my bed's not made, I decide that, oh, my day's ruined. I don't need to do anything productive the rest of the day. And it ends up just being like a nothing day. And I'm like, why didn't I just make my bed? It is so quick and easy to make your bed. Unless you have 18,000 pillows, just throw them all on. At night, I actually only have 3 pillows, surprisingly, because I feel like girls, for some reason, like their pillows. I only have 3. I just chuck them off at night, chuck them on in the morning, make my bed look nice, and it makes your room look nicer, makes your room look cleaner, and I don't know what it is, but making your bed sure does make a big difference. The last one I have on the list is create a good sleep schedule. Now, this is crucial because we cannot do anything in life. We cannot have productive days. We cannot have fun days. We cannot have lazy days if we don't have a good sleep schedule. A sleep schedule is super important because it's going to allow us to set routines. It's going to allow us to feel better because if we can go to bed, and I'm talking on average, like obviously on the weekends, I'll hang out with my friends later than I normally would on a school day. Okay, so I'm talking about on average, you're 5 out of 7 days in the week. Go to bed around the same time, wake up around the same time, because your body loves routines. It loves to set in to something natural, and it's going to be less strenuous on your body because your body's going to be like, okay, I know I want to go to bed around 9:30. I know I want to wake up around 5. And so then your body knows what to do. And then that 20% of the time when you want to stay out later and then sleep in a little bit, that's totally okay too, because what is life without balance? I know we just covered so much, but I was looking back on all of my episodes. I went through every single one and I haven't done one on just healthy habits, like strictly just healthy habits. I feel like I've gone more specifically into them. So I wanted to give you guys a list of ones that I've done a bunch of research on, ones that I've seen in my own life, ones that I think are super important, maybe some that you haven't heard so often, because healthy habits are going to create this life. They're going to make it so much better because you can have healthy habits in disciplined times and sad times and fun times and lazy times. It really covers every single area of your life. We are going to finish off with a quote, and that quote is, "You can't cross the sea merely by standing and staring out into the water." I know I'm going to pronounce this name wrong. When I found this quote, first of all, it has an author. Be proud, guys. I found one with an author, but of course it's the longest name that I don't know how to pronounce, but I'm going to do my best. Rabindranath Tagore. Tagore? I know that was so wrong, but I love that quote. I hope you guys all love it too. And I hope you enjoyed this episode. I thought it was a good one. We just covered a lot. It was jam-packed. Don't forget to incorporate all of these healthy habits into your daily lifestyle. I love you all so much. Having you listen to these podcasts means the world to me. I cannot put into words how grateful I am every single day I get a new listen. One listen means more than the world to me, because having someone listen to something that you have put so much time and effort and work and money into is a feeling that I cannot express into words. So I just want to say thank you guys so much for that, because listening really does mean a lot to me. Don't forget to leave a rating, leave a 5-star review. I love you all so much, and I hope you have a great week. Bye.